This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, being celebrated throughout the country today. Top leaders agree to give full safe to government soon. Three people killed due to flood and landslide in Darchula district. And UN says North Korea appears to restart nuclear reactor. Now the news in detail. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated by the Hindus throughout the country today. According to sculptures, Lord Krishna was born in the midnight of Bhadra Krishna Ashtami day as per the lunar calendar during the Dwapar era. Sri Krishna Janmashtami is celebrated in a grand manner to cherish the good deeds of Lord Krishna for a happy and prosperous life. Although the devotees used to throng the temples of Lord Krishna, including famous Sri Krishna Temple of Mangal Bazar, Lalitpur, the crowds and lines of devotees are prohibited this year due to COVID-19 pandemic. Lalitpur Metropolitan City has already issued a notice urging devotees not to throng the Sri Krishna Temple. President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended the message of best wishes on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami today. Issuing a best wishes message today, the President has wished for peace, happiness, prosperity and good health to all Nepalese in home and abroad. President Bhandari reminds that the Hindus across the world remember Lord Krishna as the profounder of Bhakti Yoga, Gyan Yoga and Karma Yoga on the day. She has further expected that the religious festival Krishna Janmashtami will inspire all to further strengthen national unity in the multicultural, multilingual and multireligious country. Meanwhile, the President has extended best wishes on the occasion of Gaura Parva too. The festival is marked in Sudhir Pashchim province of the country. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said Nepal's different unique cultures have own importance and values. In a message of greetings on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Gaura Parva today, the Prime Minister said that Nepal's unique festivals have tied people of different ethnic backgrounds, regions and communities in a single thread. Top leaders of the Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal and Rashtriya Janamorcha have agreed to give full seat to the government as soon as possible. A meeting among the top leaders of the parties took place at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwata, today, ended with this agreement. The meeting was coordinated by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba. Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Kharka said today's meeting also reviewed the contemporary political issues and leaders present in the meeting had given advices to the Prime Minister in regard with the government operation. Three people have died and two have gone missing due to the flood and landslide in various parts of Darchula district. The flooding and landslip occurred following incessant rain on Sunday night has damaged the physical infrastructures as well as human casualties in various places of Duhu Rural Municipality and Mahakali Municipality. Narsingh Mohar and his wife Kausa Mohar were killed when landslide buried their house at Baspalika of Duhu Rural Municipality. Deputy Superintendent of Police Manohar Prasad Bhatta said the landslide occurred in the night when the couple was asleep. Similarly, Manua Dadal was killed due to flood at Dulla of Duhu Rural Municipality 5. Similarly, two people have gone missing after they were swept away by flood at Nirangad Ward No. 3 of the Rural Municipality. Those missing are Sher Singh Karki and Harak Singh Karki. Three persons have been killed after being electrocuted in two separate incidents in different places of the country today. In Dharding, two workers died of electric shock after they tossed an electric pole, said Superintendent of Police Mohinder Kharka. The deceased have been identified as Bimal Pariyar of Sangja district and Umakanta Baral of Pokhara Metropolitan City in Kaske district. Similarly, a woman was killed after being electrocuted at Arjundhara Municipality 6 in Jhapa district this morning. Noted progressive literary writer Anandadev Bhatta passed away this morning at the age of 86. Bhatta has been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Bhatta was active in Nepali literary writing, teaching and progressive thinking and has over 2.5 dozen literary books including poetry, criticism and prose to his credit. Among others, his popular literary writings are Saili Maya and Ama Bolausin. The Nagdunga and OBC road, which was blocked by a landslide following incessant rain, has been restored. The landslide had hit the route at 5:30 a.m. near Chisapani Dhara along the Tribhuvan Highway. According to Metropolitan Police Circle Thankot's Chief Deputy Superintendent of Police Mohan Khad, works to reopen the road went for 6 hours with the help of 2 excavators. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said monsoon, which was active since some days back, is gradually weakening. Meteorologist Raj Pradhangana said the monsoon low pressure trough that was close to the eastern Tarai region has started to exit from Nepal from today, leading to the gradual fizzling out of the monsoon. The weather is generally to fully cloudy throughout the country at present, with light to moderate rain taking place at some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea appears to have restarted its Yongnyeon nuclear reactor, the UN Atomic Agency has said in a report. Plutonium, which is used for nuclear weapons, is believed to be produced at the reactor's complex. The International Atomic Energy Agency was expelled by Pyongyang in 2009 but relies on satellite imagery to carry out assessments. The watchdog said the reactor has been discharging cooling water since July, suggesting it is operational. The U.S. city of New Orleans had lost power with only generators working as Hurricane Ida batters Louisiana. The storm brought 150 mph winds when it made landfall and those people who did not flee have been advised to shelter in place. Ida will test New Orleans' flood defenses strengthened after Hurricane Katrina killed 1,800 people in 2005. U.S. President Joe Biden said Ida would be life-threatening with immense devastation likely beyond the coast. Over 1 million homes in Louisiana are without power and Biden said it could take weeks to restore supplies. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birth day of Lord Krishna, being celebrated throughout the country today. Top leaders agreed to give full safe to government soon. 3 people killed due to flood and landslide in Dharchula district and UN says North Korea appears to restart nuclear reactor. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.